Milton Edward Rains III ducked and wove, staying one step ahead of the game, barely, while Honor and Charity, two genetically enhanced women, came at him from different directions. They were sparring in the workout arena located beneath the CIA compound in Langley, Virginia, a room as familiar as his office since he spent so much time there. He leaped, spun, and landed harder than he would have liked on the mat. At least he was still on his feet. Air whistled between his teeth. He grunted with effort and raised his arm to fend off Charity's forward drive. He used her momentum to unbalance her enough to stumble. Once she was out of the action, at least for a moment, he pivoted in time to meet Honor head-on. She threw all her weight forward. When that didn't work, she jumped on him and wound her long legs around his waist while she pummeled his shoulders and back with karate chops. The points of her breasts pushed into his chest, sending a different kind of sensation straight to his groin. But Milton redirected his thoughts and smirked. This kind of attack was easy to subvert. He jammed his hands between them and pushed hard on nerves that ran along the insides of both her legs. Her flesh felt wonderful beneath his fingers, warm and pliant, with cords of muscle running beneath. "Can't think about that either," she yelped, and her legs loosened. Encouraged because he was winning, Milton levered her arms from around her, and she slid to the ground, dancing back out of his reach. Color splotched her face, and her chest heaved with each breath. "Damn, she looks amazing." He wanted to pull her against him, up close and personal, but Charity rushed him. He barely twisted out of the way in time, using her momentum to drive her to the ground, again. He angled a leg and kicked gently, catching the side of her neck in a crucial spot with his foot. If they'd been in true combat, and he'd kicked harder, she'd have been dead. At least she would have been if she were a normal human. He wasn't certain if a blow to that particular nerve bundle would kill these gals. Long black hair bounced around Charity as she danced from foot to foot. She shoved it out of green eyes gleaming with enthusiasm. Her body was damn near perfect, just like all the genetically altered women. Though they looked much the same, with dark hair and those clear emerald eyes, small differences made it possible to tell them apart. Tall, with lithe, muscled grace, Charity bore down on him once more. She swaggered as if she had all the time in the world, but he wasn't fooled. She was catching her breath. Her body hugging tights and sports bra under a thin t-shirt didn't leave much to the imagination. Neither did Honor's outfit. Like him, the women trained barefoot. He danced away from Charity's frontal attack, pivoting out of her reach. She made a face at him and cocked her head to one side, clearly considering what to do next. Charity and Honor were breathing hard, small compensation, but it still pleased him. He'd taken a series of injections to make him more like the freaks, genetically modified humans who'd escaped the labs that spawned them 7 years before and staged a rebellion, but it had proven a good investment. The MDs pitched a fit, told him he was too old to risk it, so he'd taken matters into his own hands. Setting up the IVs was a bitch, but he'd managed it. Good thing, too, or he'd never have been able to hold his own in combat like this. Honor twisted an arm around his shoulders, and he slithered out from under her iron grasp, feeling her push for entry into his mind. He slammed up a barrier to keep her out. He needed an edge, and having her intuit his next move by peeking would obliterate any advantage his years of mixed martial arts training conferred. "Hey," he protested, "you're cheating."
"Well," Honor drew back and leaned her hands on her knees, sucking air. "If we can't win any other way, I'm with her."
Charity draped an arm around her friend. She snorted and raked her hands through her hair that had mostly escaped from her braids.